parents don't need to be reminded about the high cost of child care. The Economic Policy Institute says that a year of infant care in Wisconsin can cost more than a year of tuition at a public college. For a lot of Wisconsin families, child care costs are an economic necessity and a burden on the budget. Chances are that wherever you are, child care is in short supply and high demand. The pandemic made access to affordable child care worse, but federal pandemic assistance has been contributing $300 million a year to child care in Wisconsin. That federal funding is coming to an end this year, leaving big questions about how child care centers will be able to afford to keep their doors open and how families will be able to afford their necessary services. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How does child care factor into your family budget? What's it been like to try to find affordable health care or child care, where you live? If you work in child care, I'd love to hear about some of the challenges that you see. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Vincent Lyles is executive director of Milwaukee Succeeds. That was launched by Greater Milwaukee Foundation in 2011, aimed at improving educational outcomes for children in Milwaukee. Vincent, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. It's my pleasure. I'm happy to join you and your listeners this afternoon. I'm joined by my colleague, Daria Hall, who will be on in just a second as well.
And Daria Hall is the Early Childhood Education Director for Milwaukee Succeeds. Daria, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
And Vincent, you co-wrote a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel opinion piece this week, along with the CEO of the Greater Milwaukee Foundation, Ellen Gilligan. You're hoping that the state steps up. Before we get into some of the particulars, what are you hoping to see from the Wisconsin budget, given that these federal funds are set to expire?
Well, ideally, Rob, what we'd love to see is that the state would replenish, essentially, the commitment that the federal government made back in 21-22 cycle, with the idea that these dollars provided a lifeline for many of our child care centers across the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, I heard you reference the point about how much it costs. In Milwaukee, it's about $16,000 a year for infant care. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that there are not only dollars to support the centers, but also try and keep the cost down for the parents who are also obviously responsible for the care of their kids.
And Daria, can you talk about what child care might have looked like over the last few years without this federal COVID relief funding, at least giving it some of a boost here?
Absolutely. So this program that's been funded through federal relief funds is called Child Care Count. And we had an opportunity to survey over 500 child care providers in the city of Milwaukee. And we heard loud and clear that these providers were using funds on basic expenses like rent or mortgage, on recruiting and retaining staff, on improving program quality, and critically, on reducing costs for families. We have another survey that tells us that nearly 30% of Milwaukee child care providers say that they would have closed permanently without this child care counts program. And that would have led to significantly bigger gaps in access to quality, affordable child care when it is already quite difficult for Milwaukee families to find and afford child care.
Vincent, in that opinion piece I mentioned that you co-wrote, I want to quote here. You wrote that early childhood education is an essential need trapped in a broken business model. Families can't afford to pay more. Educators can't afford to earn less. And there is, Vincent, it seems like this double bind. It's not like a hedge fund is in the middle getting rich here. Can you talk about the strain these systems are under?
Yeah, no, absolutely. When you think about what we're talking about here is we're talking about the economy of our state, right? It's fundamental that folks have a opportunity to work, to earn a living, to support their families, but it's obviously fundamentally take care of their kids. So, you know, from our vantage point, it just makes economic sense for us to think about it at the very beginning of the cycle, and that is, you know, early childhood education. Secondarily, you think about how we improve our K-12 system. Well, getting kids a good foundation is an essential part of not only building the workforce supporting the workforce of today, but also building workforce for tomorrow. And then, quite frankly, we think about things like public health and safety and equity. I mean, those issues are all kind of interrelated as it relates to early childhood education in Wisconsin. And we believe that, again, replenishing or reestablishing the commitment by the state of Wisconsin around early childhood education is fundamentally one of the best things that our state could do.
Daria, can you talk about what a good quality access to child care can do for a kid's development?
Absolutely. So a child's brain is developing faster between when they're born and age three than it will ever develop again. So while some people might think about childcare as babysitting, that couldn't be further from the truth. Childcare truly is brain building. And when children have access to high quality childcare, they are more likely to go on and graduate from high school. They're less likely to be held back in grade. They're less likely to be identified for special education. They're more likely to go on and be employed, right? The benefits go on, and it all starts at this very young age when the brain is quite literally being built.
We're talking about child care in Wisconsin, access to child care, affordability or lack of same, and a change that's coming. Some federal COVID relief funding has been giving a boost to child care that's going to expire. What happens next? It could come up in the state budget. Vincent Lyles is with us with Milwaukee Succeeds, executive director there, and Daria Hall, also with Milwaukee Succeeds, the early childhood education director. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever been at a place in your life where it didn't make sense for a parent to work because it was going to cost more for childcare than you were going to get paid? Have you had trouble finding good childcare in your part of the state, or have you succeeded if you work in the childcare business? What is the business model looking like right now? Are you able to pay people what they're worth to work there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Vincent, Governor Evers did propose over $300 million to continue this kind of child care, but some lawmakers saying that's a lot of money. They're looking at a lot of different priorities in the state, from transportation, prisons. The state budget does a lot of things. Can you make the case that as a priority stacked up to others, this is a worthwhile investment?
I think so, Rob. I think when you think about it in the context of what we currently do in Wisconsin, which is roughly about $50 per kid, and comparing that to what we spend on corrections, which is about $100 a day to house someone in the correction system, I think the value proposition clearly speaks for itself. And then you think about our overall economy, where you think about we're a state where we have a lot of working families, and we want to make sure that those working families have a place, a space and a place that's safe, affordable, and provides quality care for their kids. I think it's undeniable that it makes a lot of sense for us to think about it in this context of the state simply supporting families where they need it most. And that's our primary discussion that we're having with legislators across the state. We're also asking them to think about it in the context of, as it relates to what I'll call, as Daria mentioned earlier, kind of the building blocks. Let's get to this work earlier so that when at the expensive end, when folks get into, you know, I'll call it high school or even get into college or even in the work world, or even in a negative sense where they get into the correction system, it's so expensive. If we can invest in the front end, we can certainly save ourselves some dollars on the back end.
And Daria, I know pre-COVID, I talked to people in the childcare field who said, you know, hey, it's hard to hire people. The wages aren't great. There's competition in other jobs. Well, now we hear about labor shortages during and post-COVID. When you talk to childcare providers, are they having trouble just finding people to do the job?
Absolutely. So about two-thirds of Milwaukee childcare providers are currently reporting staffing shortages. And when you have staffing shortages, that results in closed classrooms, longer wait lists, reduced hours, and overall fewer children and families being served. And I want to go back to a point that you made earlier. Let's be very clear here. Childcare programs are not getting rich. In fact, but childcare educators are getting paid on average $13 an hour and no benefits, right? So it's not a question of why these early childhood education programs are having a hard time recruiting and retaining staff. They are simply unable to pay these staff what they deserve because childcare is a broken business model. Parents cannot afford to pay any more than they're already paying. Early educators can't afford to earn any less than they're already earning. Other folks are coming to the table to really support this work. For example, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation has invested almost $8.5 million in childcare in Milwaukee since 2020. We know that businesses are stepping up as well. And what we're asking for is the state to step up and play its part in supporting childcare and making sure that every family who wants it has access to quality, affordable care.
Talking to Vincent Lyles, Executive Director, and Daria Hall, Early Childhood Education Director, both with the group Milwaukee Succeeds. They're with us today to talk about the challenges of childcare in Wisconsin as families, the state, and childcare centers try to figure out what they're going to do after federal pandemic funding ends at the end of this year. They're calling for the state to pick up some of what that federal COVID relief money has been doing to support childcare centers, keep them open. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see that as a priority in the state budget? Have you been dealing with this issue yourself and your family or someone close to you trying to find childcare that, A, you can get your kid into, B, that they can afford? Have you been on a waiting list 1 year? I'm hearing 2 or 3 years sometimes. And if you work in the field, love to hear your experience as well. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk with Vincent Lyles and Daria Hall with the group Milwaukee Succeeds. The group was created by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation in 2011 to boost educational outcomes for kids in Milwaukee. Looking at the cost and availability of childcare in Wisconsin as $300 million in federal pandemic funding comes to an end this year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you work in childcare? What are some of the economic challenges of operating a childcare center? And for families, are you struggling to find childcare? A lot of reports out there. Maybe you are, but you're too busy with a kid to call in. I don't know. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Chris is with us in Fairchild. Chris, hi.
Hi. Say a question, I guess, for the guests is, as we see more of a kind of a cultural push for women to carry a pregnancy to full term, how do you see this affecting childcare in the near term and in the long term? Is there an inverse or an adverse effect that you think we should really be looking at here? And how much of economics is really driving this?
Chris, thanks for the call. Daria, the Roe v. Wade decision came out. I don't know if people would be seeing a difference in childcare centers, but as you talk to childcare operators, is there a thought that they might be seeing even more demand for childcare for infants?
Absolutely. There might be more demand, and that would be on top of a childcare system that is already stretched thin into the breaking point. You know, let me give you just a sense. Here in the state of Wisconsin, about 73% of available caregivers for children under age 6 are already in the workforce. That gives you a sense of the demand now. And if there are more births and more families in need of childcare without additional support, it is going to become even harder to find for families, and childcare is going to become even more expensive, even when slots are available.
Thanks for the call, Chris, at 800-642-1234. Vincent, I know this is, access to childcare is an issue around the state. Are there particular communities or groups that you see hardest hit by this childcare crunch?
You know, I think it's actually much more challenging in some of our rural areas. And as we think about what this work and what this ask that we're putting in front of the legislature really means is that there are, quite frankly, current lack of staff, lack of centers, lack of facilities, et cetera, in the rural areas. You know, obviously Milwaukee is where we focus, but we are part of a national network, and I mean a statewide network that spends a lot of time talking through these issues. And in part, one of the things that we feel very good about is the fact that we came together as a coalition across the state and said, you know what, there are lots of issues here, but we believe this request of $300 million will make a difference across the state and will allow for a lot of those centers that would have would be closing or would have to reduce their staff or raise the prices on families can at least now remain open for the immediate future.
Daria, I saw some reporting. This was in the Green Bay area, I believe. Long wait lists for childcare to the point where people considering having kids are trying to get on lists and realizing, uh-oh, we better wait an extra year before having a kid. Otherwise, we're not going to have this child care available. Is that something you're seeing a decision parents might have to face elsewhere in the state?
Yes, we're seeing that across the state. I personally am seeing that within my network of family and friends who are really thinking hard about what they can do financially and be able to kind of support their family in the way that they need to support it. And we hear those stories in communities across Milwaukee and across the state of Wisconsin.
We are talking about access to affordable and quality child care in Wisconsin as federal pandemic aid funding that helped keep some child care centers open is scheduled to end at the end of this year. We've got Vincent Lyles and Daria Hall with us with the group Milwaukee Succeeds. Still time for you to join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Vincent, you've mentioned economic development, economic benefits of investing in childcare. Like, how much of this, when we talk about a worker shortage, how much do we help address this if parents are able to get their kids in childcare they can afford and then get back in the workforce?
No, I think it makes a huge difference, right? I mean, the idea is that as a family, you know, part of what you're trying to do is work as a collective, and childcare and the childcare provider plays a significant role in that. Particularly in those early years, as Daria talked about, because I think, again, it's so critical for us to think about, you know, building the capacity and engagement of our kids in an early stage, right? So that parents, once their kid gets a little older, can have an ability for them to get exposed to other things. So that's one aspect of it. And then the second thing I would say, Rob, is that, you know, I think when we think about our economy is very much connected. Right. There used to be a time where things that happened in Green Bay just happened in Green Bay. But now we see in a much more significant way how things in Milwaukee impact things in Green Bay and vice versa. And so this is why we're coming together as a collective and as a state to say, OK, Wisconsin, it's on you to make a difference here. And we can make a difference in a way that really boosts up the overall economy of our state.
Daria, you mentioned earlier, we're not just talking about babysitting here. What to you defines a quality child care provider?
So we look to the state that has set some standards for quality, and that's looking at things like the health and safety practices, the qualifications of the staff, the curriculum and learning environment, and the business practices. All of these things are fundamental to ensuring that a child care program is healthy, is a place where kids can go, thrive, learn through play and interaction with other children and with adults who are well supported in order to give the children that education and development they need.
Vincent, a big part of your pitch here is hoping the state picks up the tab for what's coming from this federal COVID relief funding. Are there other changes you think need to be made, though, other investments, other people needing to step up to help solve this problem?
Well, sure. I mean, I think this is a community, and I mean the community in the Big C, time for our reference, right? I mean, the business community needs to certainly support this type of action. I think education systems across the state need to also be supportive of this type of work, and certainly philanthropy, you know, with the Greater Milwaukee Foundation has leaned in, but there are other philanthropists both private and corporate philanthropists who could also support this work. You know, our children are our future, and this is a great, great way of reflecting that in a meaningful way that can make a difference for working families in our state.
And just in our last few moments, Daria, if somebody's out there listening, thinking, yeah, you're talking about my life right now, do you have advice for someone who's trying to find childcare and so far striking out?
Yeah, so there are organizations within each community called Child Care Resource and Referral Agencies. Here in Milwaukee, it's an organization called 4C for Children. They exist to help families access child care. So those are places that an individual can go and learn about what's available to them. And I would also just add, and Vincent has mentioned, our statewide coalition around supporting the child care sector. That's called Raising Wisconsin. If any listeners would like to learn more about this effort to secure state investment in the child care system, you can go to raisingwisconsin.org, and there's lots of great information for you there.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to both our guests today. We've been talking to Vincent Lyles, Executive Director, and Daria Hall, Early Childhood Education Director for the group Milwaukee Succeeds. They joined us today to talk about the need for affordable child care across Wisconsin.